The burden of my heart is the gift. You know, when we think about gifts, this is a time of gift giving. We have lots of gifts that maybe we give and gifts that we receive during this time. And when we look at those gifts, some of them we might feel, wow, this is something I really wanted. Or we might think, I really needed that, you know. And some of them we may not care that much for, so we might put it on the shelf somewhere and just, you know, have it for a keepsake. But this, if you'll notice, the gift, all caps, there's one gift that is the greatest gift of all. It's the gift that is better than any gift anyone could give you, no matter how much money they spent. My daughter, Eva, she doesn't like cheap gifts. If you go to Dollar Tree and get her a gift, you might as well keep it.
Me too.
She wants quality gifts. And she don't want a gift that you just thought about, at the last minute. She want a gift that she feel like you put some time and effort in thinking about. And that's the way she is. So, she's very particular. Makes it kind of hard to buy a gift for her. Me, on the other hand, you could probably go to Dollar Tree and get me 10 gifts, and I'll be okay with it. That's just the difference in us. So, gift giving can be something like that. But the gift that we're talking about today is the gift that is important. It's the gift that every human being can get and must get, because it has eternal value. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 9 and 15. You know, you can get a gift. Sometimes you give children a gift today, and 2 or 3 days later, that gift is torn up, ready for the trash. But this gift is not like that. It lasts a lifetime. It affects us a lifetime.
Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift.
Simple, a few words. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. That means this gift is so magnificent. You can't even... We're going to try to open this gift, so to speak. But we just can touch the surface. It's unspeakable. It goes beyond anything that we could say. Let's go to Isaiah 9 and 6. Have you ever gotten a gift that when you opened it, you were so surprised you didn't hardly have words to say? You couldn't imagine that somebody thought of that. That was perfect. Perfect in every way. Have you ever gotten that kind of gift? Well, this is the kind of gift. When we open this gift, it's unspeakable. It makes you speechless. It's perfect in every way. No flaws. Have you ever gotten a gift that maybe a little something's wrong with it? Sometimes you have to take those gifts back to the store. Missing a part. Or some part of it tore up the first day. And you say, I'm not keeping this. It's not worth it. And you take it back. But this gift that we're getting ready to talk about has no flaws whatsoever.
For unto us shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Wow. We are given the Son of God. Jesus Christ is that gift. It is the gift of all gifts. He is given to us. And you know, God gave him to us for a reason. Sometimes you give gifts to people and they don't really actually need it. You give it to them because they want it. And sometimes you give gifts that they need. For instance, you might say, my child needs a new coat. And you wrap up a beautiful new coat in the package. Or some new shoes. You look at those shoes and they tearing up. And you say, uh-oh, this is the gift I'm going to give them. Shoes. Something they need. Then on the other hand, sometimes during this time we get gifts like candy. People like those, right? But they might not need it. I have a feeling there's some people right in here that love to have that kind of gift. But they may not need that kind of gift. But this is the gift we need. And God knew that we need it. He looked down at the human estate. Human beings were groping in sin, and the sin was carrying them down. With that sin, they many times make the wrong choices, and those choices get them in trouble. God saw that. He knew it was something wrong with mankind, and man needed help. And so he sent his son as our gift to fix our problems, to help us in every time of need. This gift can span our lifetime. It can help us with everything we need. Let's go. I want everybody to quote this scripture, John 3:16. Let me hear you quote it right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. God, because of his great love for mankind, gave the gift of his son. Because he saw that if we continue in our sins and living the life that we are living because of sin, we would be destroyed. It was taking people down. Sometimes I see people that are, I'll say, they have habits. And those habits are taking them down. Say, for instance, alcohol. They have an alcohol habit. And they start drinking. And they can't stop. They might find themselves driving drunk and get put in jail. Or drinking makes them think the wrong way and they get in fights. In life, they make bad choices. Maybe they had a good home. Maybe they had good family and children. But they drink and that alcohol makes them do the wrong things. They lose their wife, their children. They lose their home. They lose their job because they go to work. They can't function like they should. God saw all these things. he saw mankind was in need of help. And so he sent his son to be our gift. Let's go to Ephesians 2 and 8, that we might have salvation.
Ephesians 2 and 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
See, he gave Jesus that we might be saved through grace. It is his gift. So he provided all of this for us, that we can have a different life, that life can be good. I think about a lot of time people will, they pass it up. Have you ever put a lot of time and effort in a gift and gave it to somebody and they didn't act like they wanted it or even appreciated it? It hurts, doesn't it? Well, what do you think the Lord feels? He gave his son as a gift to us, and many people turn their heads. They don't take him. They don't realize the value of that gift, how it can make their lives better, how it can make them happy and free. Those of us that have been saved and really saved in our heart, we're happy. We're the happy children. Because this gift makes our life happy and free. We don't have to walk around with condemnation or even making bad choices because of sin. So it is the gift of God. Let's go to Psalms 107 and 9.
Psalms 107 and 9. For he satisfies the lonely soul and filleth the hungry with goodness.
Do you know what it does? This great gift satisfies. We sung that song, I Am Satisfied, right? Mm-hmm. It satisfies the longing soul. Our soul longs after something. When we're in sin, we're not satisfied. Do you understand why people all the time have to go to parties, this party, that party? If you drink one drink and you get over it, then they tend to go and drink another one, and it just goes on. It's a vicious cycle. But he satisfied the longing souls and filled the hungry soul with goodness. This is what this gift does for us. And he gives us what we need. This gift can supply all our needs in every aspect of our life. Stop and think about that. Not just one need, but every need. Let's go to Philippians 4 and 19. And he's so wonderful and so capable. You know, this is no cheap gift. This is the most expensive gift. You cannot give more than your life. Jesus gave his life. That's the ultimate price you can give. So it's an expensive gift. Can't put it, people cast him aside like he's a cheap gift, but he's not.
Philippians 4:19.
Yeah.
But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ.
Do you know? He said, according to his riches in glory. There is no limit to his riches. It's limitless. So whatever, we don't have to say, well, he'll supply this need, but he won't supply that need. No, he said he will supply all your needs. So according to his riches in glory, you know there's no limit to his riches. So that means that there is no limit to what he can do and how he can supply. This is a wonderful gift. whatever we need, we get it in him. Let's go to Psalms 50 and read verses 10 to 12. What a wonderful gift this is. I hope when we leave here today, we can put a greater value on the gift that God has given. The gift. It is the ultimate gift. It is the greatest gift. The gift. Let's not put God on the back burner. Jesus on the back burner. And put other things. Well, I like this. And I want this and that. No. Want Jesus. And he'll supply this and that and the other thing. You have it?
For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof.
Limitless. Limitless. The world is mine. This is the Lord talking. The fullness thereof. All the cattle on the, every beast on the 1,000 hills, wherever they are, he owns it all. Sometimes people think they own something. They don't realize that God owns them. He kind of lends them to you, but really God is the one that owns them. So let's go now and look at Jesus was talking to the lady at the well, and he was letting her know that if you drink of this water, you thirst again. How many of us can drink a bottle of water and that would last us a lifetime? For some people, it might last 30 minutes, if it lasts that long. That's right. But Jesus was letting her know that he had some water that would last. Let's go to John 4 and read verses 13 and 14. So the lady came to the well, and he told her to give him to drink. And she said, you don't have anything to draw with in the well. It's deep. And then he talked to her about the water that he would give. It was living water.
John 4 and 13. And Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
How wonderful. When we partake of this gift that God's given us, we're going to be filled with the water that lasts eternally. Not like this water that we drink that lasts about 30 minutes and we're thirsty again. No. It's going to spring up in us a well of water that lasts eternally. So when we come to Jesus, when we accept this gift, we're not going to go back empty-handed. That lady left. When he got through with her, she went and she called others and said, come and see somebody. Told me all I've done, all her life. So this is what God is. This gift is so wonderful. It will supply all our spiritual needs and every other need we have in life. I was listening to a message, I think it was last night, and the brother was saying that he will give you, in other words, he will give you what you need, or he'll give you the opportunity to get what you need. If you need a job, he might give you a job, or he may give you the opportunity to get a job, whichever. But he will supply all our needs. And it was precious to me because I'm thinking, this is what I'm feeling. So yes, I was feeling those kind of thoughts, and he was preaching that too. So what makes this gift so special? We might ask that question. Why is that so special? Just like sometime when you get a gift, you looking on a person opening their gift, and you're wondering, why is that so special to them? Doesn't look like much to me. You might think that. But this gift is so special. But why is it so special? You know why? Number one, there's no other gift any better. But it has eternal value. So, how long, if I give you a brand new pair of shoes, how long you think that's going to last? If I give you a brand new pair of shoes for Christmas, I've had a pair of shoes to last 5 years and more. But is that very long when you think of eternity? It's not. This gift lasts for eternity. And it's also very vital. Every single person needs it. Some of the gifts, for instance, Samaya would not enjoy a baby doll stroller. Eliana would, but Samaya wouldn't, right? Aaliyah would not enjoy Barbie dolls anymore. Used to, but she wouldn't. The point I'm making is some gifts are appropriate for some people and maybe not for others. But this is a gift that every single human being is appropriate for every single human being, no matter what age they are, no matter what status in life they have, no matter what family how they were brought up in the family, or family, how the family is, it doesn't matter, because this gift is so important that every single person needs it, and not only needs it, must have it. If you leave this world without this gift, you're going to be in serious trouble. Everybody needs the gift of Jesus Christ, every single person. That don't mean that everyone will accept it, but they need it. They must. It's a must have. You ever had put on the list? I text Claire and I said, what do you and Zoe and Zale want? She sent me one thing for her, one thing for Zoe, and nothing for Zale. So then I texted back. So she sent me more. I said, add to the list. But every single person needs this gift. You might want one thing and another one might want something else, but we all, from the least to the greatest, need the gift of Jesus Christ. And without it, and we leave this world without it, it's going to be sure destruction and damnation. This gift is a must-have. So when she texts me back, she let me know, you know, there are some things I can give you a list of, but there are some things I prioritize, I really want. But in some cases, there are some must-have gifts. You can get by with others, but I must have this one or I must have that one. This is a must-have. Let's go to Romans 6:23.
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
That's a must have. We must have this gift. If we don't, we're going to face death, eternal death. Now, to face death in this life is just one step. But to face eternal death, there's no change in there. It's possible I could die and be with God, and that's okay. But it's not good if I die and be lost. So, let's go to Romans 5 and 15.
Romans 5 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
But not as the office, so also is the free gift. For if through the office of one many be dead, but much more the grace of God, and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many.
Yes. So we need this free gift. It's not even, you don't have to pay. You just accept the free gift. And then Jesus, how we receive this gift is to let him into our heart. He knocks, he's coming, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He tells us in many instances to come to him. This is how we get this gift. Because if we don't, we'll be lost. Colossians 1:12-14.
Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
You see, he delivers us from the power of darkness and brings us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So this gift is going to give us light where there's darkness. It's going to give us hope where everything looks hopeless. And it's going to give us riches, spiritual riches, where there's poverty. If we live in sin, we are poor. We are spiritually poor. And we'll die in our sins. We don't want to let that happen. Let's go to Isaiah 61 and read 1-3. We don't want to let that happen, but we want to accept this free gift so that we can have eternal life.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance is of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
So you see, you can stop there. He changes things. When you are going the wrong way, you got ashes, and he gives you beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. You're sad. You're heavy. Why do you think people are killing people? They're walking around with the heaviness. They're walking around with anger and wrath in them. But when you accept this free gift, he changes all that. Sometimes people have anger issues. I was reading the other day, and it grieved my heart to hear that this mother and dad was killed by their son. They believe they got him in custody. They believe he's the one that killed him. Vicious killing. Not And it was grievous to think about it. But then they showed a picture of him with his family. And on that picture, you could see anger in that boy's face. You could see it. I don't know. It would have been good if somebody had noticed that before this happened. And so I was reading on or listening because it was, they said that the night, I don't know if it was the night they got killed or the night before, there was a big argument. So the child was angry at their parents enough to viciously kill them. It was so sad. But God changes that. It's not good to have anger issues. If you have anger issues, you need to go to Jesus and get rid of that. Because that can cause you to do something terrible down the road. So he gives the oil of joy for mourning. Spirit of, I didn't get the rest of that, I forgot. But so let's think about it. Let's accept this forgive. I was thinking, why would you eat husk when you could eat at your father's table? You know, some kids get so angry with their parents, they leave home and they out in the street having to beg, have a cup to somebody to give them money. All of this thing, when they could be warm and fed in their parents' home or in a family's home. It's a sad thing. So I want us to look at, I'm not going to read it, but I want us to think about the prodigal son. The prodigal son decided he wanted to leave home, told his parents, give me what my inheritance, what you're going to give me. He left. But he took that money, and he just had a good time, no doubt. Had plenty of friends and parties, long as he had money. But when his money ran out, his friends were nowhere to be found. Nobody would give anything. He got hungry, ended up in the hog pen, feeding the hogs. And the scripture said he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swines did eat. Why eat husk when you can eat at Father's table? Don't you know if we continue to live in sin and go the wrong way, we're eating husk when we could eat at Father's table. So let's don't allow that to happen to us. One more scripture, Ezekiel 18:30-31. This unspeakable gift is Jesus Christ himself. He will enrich our lives with his presence, and he will make a change in our lives. He will give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning.
Ezekiel 18:30. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, said the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?
Yes, why will you die? Why will you allow yourself to go through all of this instead of choosing God, the great gift that he gave us of his son? Pray for me.